This fourth room closes with the final judgment, the moment of the consummation of the ages. The one who was crucified will now be the judge. The cross he hung from is now the banner. The day of wrath will be the day when everyone is judged by their acts of hospitality, by their works of mercy, those that have preluded this exhibition. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Proceed to the Crucified Christ by Luis Salvador Carmona from the parish of the Blessed Sacrament in Torrijos, Toledo. It is a life-size sculpture showcasing all the characteristics of Carmona's other crucifixions, summarized in a same model of the body with soft and not Herculean forms, the same way of bending the leg and left foot when both feet are held with a single nail, identical way of placing the head to the right side, leaving the left ear exposed and the hair falling in long locks over the right shoulder. He also used the same design and treatment of the purity cloth tied with a cord in more than one instance. Nailed to a natural trunk cross with knots, his elongated and elegant body presents a soft modelling in accordance with the calm expression of the entire figure, characteristic of his late production within the 60s. It is a dead Christ, with eyes almost closed and mouth slightly open. Unlike other versions of his, this Christ wears a natural crown of rope and no thorn pierces his eyebrow. His dramatism is very contained, evident only in the sparse flow of blood from his knees and the open wound in his side. The journey concludes with the final judgment by Manuel Petit from the Collegiate Church of San Luis in Villa García de Campos, Valladolid. The composition is presided over at the top by the cross of Christ held by two angels. Around the cross to the left is the Trinity with the Virgin Mary, before whom the angels present the souls chosen for salvation. In this space a scroll with Latin text indicates we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Another scroll states, "Those who have done good will rise to live," followed by, "But those who have done evil will be condemned." To the right of this upper zone, angels bring the resurrected before Christ, the judge in glory, with the Virgin and Saint John as intercessors on either side. In the lower half of the scene, from left to right, the scenarios of the last things are shown, where angels help people rise from the earth, depicting both natural and violent deaths on land and sea, underscored with the scroll, "It is destined for men to die once." Differentiating between the death of the sinner and the just, the inscriptions read, "The death of the sinner is the worst," and "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord." In the central lower part, the souls in purgatory are depicted, purified by temporary fire they endure with the hope of a transitory penalty. An inscription notes, "However, they will be saved after passing through the fire." Finally, on the right lower part, hell is depicted, populated by horrible and dreadful demons, spewing flames from their mouths, tormenting the condemned. The scene bears the scroll stating, "Whoever descends into hell does not ascend." The exhibition is coming to an end. May these rooms have opened your hunger and thirst to understand the radical novelty, now and always, of hospitality as a manifestation of the divine.